The Tyrannic Wars have been documented as a series of large-scale galactic conflicts, where the myriad of species native to the Milky Way have been forced to combat the prodigious tides of the encroaching Tyranid hive fleets. These are truly horrific aliens who have drifted through the inky void of intergalactic space, all to feast upon the rich biodiversity of life which they have detected. We are somewhat accustomed to the progressive steps of a Tyranid invasion. However, one of the first signs of a hive fleet approaching would be to discover some evidence of gene stealers being present upon a planet. This is an incredibly adaptive and highly varied bioform, which has proved to be the bane of perhaps billions of lives. They may have brought death through their vicious and lightning-fast combative ability, or because they managed to bring an entire planet low thanks to the establishment of a despicable gene-stealer cult. Whilst the first recorded contact with the Tyranids is officially credited as occurring upon the world of Tyran, in the year 745 of the 41st millennium, Imperial scholars believe that the actual first contact occurred around 200 years before this, upon the moons of Yimgal. It was a fleet of Imperial merchant navy vessels which first discovered the peculiar aliens, and they first presumed them to simply be a vile species native to the moons. Unfortunately, their contact was not limited to simply observing the sinister beasts, as they were instead plagued by the creatures' attempts of infiltrating and eviscerating the crews of their ships. Over the following centuries, sinologists have confirmed that these creatures were simply a variant of the reviled Tyranid gene stealers, a bioform which has been specialized towards the acts of infiltration, and who are often found within the vanguard of a larger Tyranid force. Nevertheless, the danger posed by these Imgal gene stealers prompted the Imperium to set out on a campaign to eradicate the moons from their plague. Even with the veterans of the Salamander chapter of Astartes being deployed, they still found themselves to be pitted against a most disturbing foe, which could effortlessly tear the Imperial agents to shreds before diving back into the dark shadows to continue their long hibernation. After several years of scouring, the Salamanders were forced to withdraw, and yet the sinister beasts of Imgal remained, waiting for further prey to foolishly explore their homes. These gene stealers were noted as differing greatly from the variants more commonly encountered throughout the Tyrannic Wars. Most notably, they possessed the limited ability to shapeshift, where they would take on the appearance of other creatures or inanimate objects, allowing them to go almost completely unnoticed by their prey until the time would come to pounce. They will then use their razor-sharp claws, barbed hooks, and lashing tentacles to ensnare and eviscerate their foes. Once their prey has been incapacitated, the gene stealer can then use their vile feeder tendrils to latch onto the victim's body, allowing the beast to feast upon the poor victim's prized blood, which was the preferred source of biomass for these malign creatures. Due to their shape-shifting abilities, the Yimgal gene stealers have incredibly high metabolic requirements. They need to constantly feed on new prey, but if they cannot locate a new source of biomass, then they will enter into a state of prolonged hibernation, where they will simply wait until their sleep is disturbed, upon which they will spring back into the hunt, eager to sate their ravenous hunger for blood. Whilst their ability to shapeshift may seem highly advantageous, the hive mind does not. And as such, if a hive fleet has invaded a planet with these Imgal gene stealers being present, then they will not reabsorb them into the fleet. Instead, the hive will simply abandon them on the barren rock, caring not for the fact that they will simply starve in lonely hibernation. This is likely due to the metabolic load required by this strain. and the fact that there would be a possibility that this trait could spread throughout a hive fleet, which would be devastating for the Tyranids. If an entire hive fleet had the metabolic requirements of the Imgarl gene stealers, then it would rapidly starve and would not be able to advance through space fast enough to satisfy their new cravings. Gene stealers have an innate sense of survival and will go to any lengths to prolong their life, resulting in a fascinating evolutionary strategy. If a hive fleet has descended onto a world and the invasion has reached its zenith, where the defenders of the planet have no hope left, then the gene stealers will detect this and will attempt to flee, knowing that in order to ensure their continued survival, that they cannot be reabsorbed by the hive fleet. Interestingly, the Imgarl variants display the opposite behavior to this. They will instead try to rapidly return to the hive, desperately seeking to be reabsorbed into the loving embrace of the hive mind. Once they have detected the warm and familiar sense of the fleet, they will emerge from hibernation and, even if malnourished, will rapidly rip their way across a planet, urgently seeking their kin. Sadly, they are always rejected. The fleet will never reabsorb their unstable traits, leaving the outcast gene stealers to return to hibernation, condemning them to near certain starvation. This does beg the question, however, if they are always left to die, then why are they so widespread across the galaxy? To answer this, you must understand that the forces of the Imperium are always striving towards best understanding their foes. Oftentimes, agents of the Ordo Biologies will enact expeditions to long-dead worlds, consumed centuries ago by the Tyranids in the hopes of discovering some rare key to their survival, which could be adapted into a deadly and effective weapon against the fleets. Similarly, desperate pirates or greedy rogue traders will sometimes descend on these worlds, looking for valuable artifacts with which to sell on or abandoned equipment to repurpose for their own survival. When these ships land, an Imgarl gene stealer may emerge from their years of hibernation, finally sensing the presence of new, warm blood for them to consume. Upon awakening, they may stow themselves away within the cracks and crevices of the ship, and through this vector, they can spread out through the galaxy, finding themselves within a veritable ocean of prey to feast upon. Due to their instinctual urge to return to a hive, they have become incredibly sensitive to the echoes of the hive mind and can detect even the faintest screams of an encroaching hive fleet long before the first of the Vanguard forces have been deployed onto a planet. Thanks to this adaptation, the Imgarl can seek out planets which they believe to be in the oncoming path of an approaching hive fleet, desperately hoping to finally be reabsorbed. On rare occasions, these gene stealers can find themselves on a ship which will be lost to the warp, or one which has met another terrible fate. Any stray corpses or fleeting survivors upon these derelict space hulks will be scoured for blood by the alien horrors before the creatures finally return to hibernation, waiting for an unfortunate team to explore the floating barge, which they will devour with animalistic intent. Imperial scholars are continuously locked in perplexed debate regarding the Imgarl. Where did they come from? Was there a previously unknown hive fleet which introduced them? Are they a sign of another hive fleet yet to reach the galaxy? And can their metabolic instability be introduced to other hive fleets as a virus? There was previously much consideration as to whether or not these creatures could be classified as real Tyranids, or if they were a separate organism altogether. Many a biology's magos have now agreed that they are true Tyranids, derived from a hive fleet like the other creatures encountered. The current leading theory on their origin is that the Yimgarl may have been introduced to the galaxy during the 35th millennium, where Hive Fleet Tiamat first probed Imperial space. Tiamat is a curious phenomenon amongst the Tyranids, where the Hive has conquered a small binary star sector containing several lush, biodiverse worlds teeming with life. However, the Tyranids have not stripped them bare, and they also do not appear to be spreading across to other worlds or star systems. Instead, they seem to be slowly tyrannoforming the planets, whilst preserving some of the biodiversity previously found on the world, which is adapting to the Tyranid changes along with the forces of the Hive. The Tyranids of this world have unique adaptations, with their chitinous plates of armor providing far superior protection against energy and kinetic blasts. When they have been observed in combat, they will use this to great advantage, shielding themselves in dense clutches as they charge, becoming something akin to a rapidly moving living shield. Some believe that these Tyranids act as something akin to a beacon to the other Hive fleets, signaling to them that there are indeed planets in this galaxy which have abundant levels of biomass to consume. It is also theorized that the Tyranids here did not reach the planet through a Hive fleet. They postulate that Tyranid DNA fragments may have been sent out through the void of intergalactic space like a seed, which nestled itself on the planets of the Tiamat system and allowed the creatures to evolve and take hold, like something akin to a virus. Inquisitors now believe that the Yimgarl were a part of this Hive and spread across the galaxy through the Imperial ships which were sent to unsuccessfully eradicate the Tyranids of Tiamat. The Gene Stealers would have stowed themselves away, allowing their unknowing hosts to take them to every corner of the galaxy, where they wait in their long hibernation for a Hive fleet to approach. The full truth as to where the Yimgarl originate from is still yet to be uncovered. Whatever their origin, they are surely nothing but a foul scourge to be eradicated. The denizens of this galaxy should always be alert to the possibility that an Yimgarl gene stealer may be lurking in the shadows, where it is simply waiting to be disturbed, upon which they will emerge, ready to devour the blood of their newfound victims.